It's Sunday, August the 9th. It's Tim Pitchell back again for another quick audio boo on procrastination. First part of this is just to apologize for having that beep or that chirp in the background of my last recording. I record in an outbuilding on our farm just to get away from the kennel noise with the dogs and to get out of the house because the kids are always looking for me when I want to do this, even though it's only 3 minutes, which is wonderful, but I need a minute to do it. In any case, I was in this outbuilding, and if you know fire smoke detectors at all, you'll know that they chirp when the battery's low. I didn't think it would be as audible as it was, but of course it was. And but why I'm making this follow-up boo is to talk about just the whole reflexive nature of my boos. I looked at that or listened to that and think, I got to change the battery in that. And of course it's tempting to say, I don't feel like it. I didn't feel like it. I had to go get the ladder. I had to go somewhere else to get a new battery, and none of it is near this outbuilding. So it was tempting to say, oh, I'll feel more like it tomorrow. And for me, that's just a flag to say, no, you won't. And in fact, the moment you put it off, now it becomes a very a demanding task emotionally and cognitively. You think, oh, I should have done that. And I've got a lot of other things to do. And in fact, just having that feeling that you had this one task reminds you about the bunch of other things you've got to do. So here I was facing the mundane reality of a procrastination moment in my own life. It would have been easy to put that off. And although it doesn't mean a lot, although on the one hand, procrastinating on safety things, as my colleague Fuchsia Sirwa at the University of Windsor has shown, can have dire consequences. And people do procrastinate on even just replacing the batteries and smoke detectors. And of course, the long-term cost of that can be devastating. The probability of this building catching fire today with a low battery is very low. But the fact is that we can procrastinate on these safety things in our lives. But let me get back to the point at hand here, which is I had this feeling that we all feel is, oh, I don't want to do that. But my motto is always to just get started. I recognized my I don't want to do that as a flag to say, you're going to put this off. And I said, look, let's go get the ladder. Got the ladder and the battery. It took no time at all. And this is the irony of it all. If you actually look at how long it took just me a few minutes, and it saved me a tremendous amount of mental grief. Because these things build up in terms of their aversiveness when we do put them off. So I just want to reflect on that first to apologize for that chirp in the background of the recording, and secondly to say, yep, it's an everyday occurrence in our lives. Although I've been talking about the regrets of the dying and existential aspects and serious parts of procrastination, we face it every day in our lives on tasks that remain undone that cause us grief. So some more food for thought on this Sunday morning, and I hope that that makes some sense to you in terms of thinking about just getting started. More at procrastination.ca.